You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Headline from New Zealand. Northern Mariana's governor invites public to pay tribute to Arnold Palacios, the now deceased governor of the Northern Marianas. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we travel immediately to Canada to speak with Cleo Pascal, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is about American territory and American election pending, and the challenge by the People's Republic of China's agents to, in some fashion, influence the sympathies of the Northern Marianas. Cleo, a very good day to you. The governor, Arnold Palacios, at 69, is deceased. The acting governor now steps in. The news is the deceased governor's remains will be transferred from Guam to the Commonwealth today to pay tribute. However, the larger story is an ongoing questions about the governance of the Northern Marianas and the influence peddling by the People's Republic of China. How does the passing of the governor influence all of those pending investigations? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Governor Arnold Palacios was an American of incredible integrity and courage. And ever since he came into office, just after the pandemic, he has been trying to find out, for example, what happened to the $1.6 billion in federal funds, ARPA funds, CARES funds, that had been given to the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and which were very difficult to account for. He also was trying to clean up some of the systemic corruption that's been involved in the Northern Marianas since it first joined the United States in the 1970s. This is the Northern Mariana Islands is where the islands of Saipan and Tinian are. They're the newest part of the United States, highly strategic, the closest part of the United States to China. And they always had sort of their own sets of controls over labor and immigration law at the beginning. And so that allowed the setting up of a garment industry, which was heavily Chinese tied. It involved allegations of human trafficking. So for decades, there has been just really coercive and corrosive elements coming in from the outside into that society. And he wanted to clean it up. And he asked everybody. He asked FBI. He asked Treasury. He testified before Congress in a public event in February of last year. He said it left him feeling like John the Baptist wandering in the desert. It was such a lonely fight. And so I think for many of us who knew him and who knew how hard he was fighting for the people of the Commonwealth, but also American security, and tied to that, just integrity in governance, this is the loss of a great American who's going to be very difficult to replace.
The new governor is David Mundo Apatang, 77-year-old Vietnam veteran, sworn in by the Chief Justice. Why this matters? The Northern Marianas are U.S. territory, and they include the island of Guam, which is the anchor for the U.S. Navy's defense of the Pacific. Gordon, you have a question?
Sorry, they don't. So Guam is, now this is, this. But I'm glad you brought up Guam. So, because this will give people an idea of where it is. Guam is actually the Southern Mariana Island. So there's a chain of islands, these Mariana Island chains. Guam is the southern one. Just a little bit to the north are the islands that make up the Northern Mariana Islands, which is what we're talking about. And this goes to sort of how we started this discussion, which is with an article from Radio New Zealand. And there have been no articles about the death of a sitting American governor who has been fighting Chinese influence operations and major corruption issues in major American magazines or newspapers online. There's been no coverage of it. This is how the people of the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, some of them, can feel like the mainland doesn't care about what's going on. And it gives malign influences or illegal, coercive, aggressive, and deceptive operations by the Chinese and others freedom to feel like nobody cares about these Americans, so we can do what we want in this part of America. And that's been a real, it's heartbreaking, and it just needs to stop.
Thank you, Cleo. Gordon, you have a question for Cleo.
Cleo, with the new governor, what is his position with regard to China and the cleanup of the government of the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands?
So he was selected as the lieutenant governor as a running mate by the current governor. It is hard to replicate the courage of the late governor, and from what I hear on the ground, and this has nothing to do with the lieutenant governor himself, it just has to do with these forces that have been built up over decades being very difficult to combat. I hear that there's a cleaning of house of those who were alongside the governor trying to fight corruption, to the point where within 12 hours of his passing, the staff was asked to clear out his office and get out. So I'm not sure there'll be a continuation of this sort of fight. And I would just say that the narrative warfare on the ground now is very, very intense. It'll be important to see who the U.S. sends, and it'll be important to see whether the U.S. federal government finally honors his longstanding desire to send in specifically Treasury to come and take a look at the books of CNMI. That would give courage to people like the lieutenant governor to be able to stand up to some of these pervasive and aggressive forces within CNMI that have been trying to make sure that there haven't been investigations.
Cleo, what's the worst case scenario? Lay it out.
The worst case scenario is that the U.S. loses complete control over a highly strategic location. Already Chinese can come into the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands without a visa. The woman that ran the Bureau of Motor Vehicles was convicted of selling U.S. IDs to Chinese. They're illegally going by in the hundreds into Guam. Some are being found on the military bases. You could end up with a situation where in the case of the balloon going up in Taiwan, you have people, agents who've infiltrated in through CNMI, gotten into Guam, being involved in making Guam inoperable through killing pilots in their beds before they can even get onto the plane, releasing pathogens, all the things that we know China is already operating on. But for me, as somebody who cares about, has many friends in the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, we're already at the worst case scenario, which is people are scared. Some are thinking of having to leave. They've got issues of human trafficking, drugs. You know, the society is suffering. And at a human level, I know that that's what the governor was worried about the most, what it was doing to the people of the Commonwealth under the Mariana Islands. And that's why these Americans urgently need the attention of the federal government so that they can live free in the United States of America.
Gordon, we have a couple of minutes for a question.
Leo, in Guam, you mentioned, which is actually a dependent U.S. territory, part of the U.S. directly. You mentioned that there was free travel between the Northern Marianas and Guam.
Not legal, but so when the Chinese arrive in the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and the woman that represents both Guam and Commonwealth of Northern Marianas have a delegate in U.S. Congress, separate delegates, and the delegate who represents the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands her main economic platforms, which she discusses consistently, is lifting of the cap on direct flights from mainland China into the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and continuing the situation where Chinese coming into the Northern Marianas don't have to get a visa. And they're not supposed to, that's, she says, for tourism, but the numbers that tend to get used are tourism numbers from pre-pandemic era. Currently, there are 8 to 10 times the number of Korean tourists as there are Chinese tourists, and yet there are no restrictions. They still don't need to get visas, and they still haven't reached the cap on flights from mainland China. So her economic arguments don't work, but she's still pushing for increased ease of access. Now, these are Chinese are not supposed to leave the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands.
30 seconds, Cleo.
Yeah, but illegally, they have been going at least in the hundreds, the whatever it is, 60 or 80 miles down to Guam, where they have been found selling drugs, involved in human trafficking, and on U.S. military bases.
Cleo Pascal for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping, too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.